I remember when I left Wichita, Kansas to come down to Texas to begin my priestly formation. The first 6 months was really, really, really hard, living away from my family, living in a different state, worrying about my parents, worrying about my brother. And when I was so worried and homesick, this was the scripture passage given to me by my spiritual director for me to reflect on. And that one verse that really gave me a lot of comfort is that this verse right here, "I will not leave you orphans." Isn't that beautiful? We are not orphans. We are never alone, because God is always with us. And Jesus said that He has sent the Holy Spirit upon us to reveal all things and to ignite within our heart the love of Him. And He has said this very clearly. You know Him. You know the Holy Spirit, because He remains with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit is working in us and through us if we open our eyes to see Him. Just as Jesus said, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live." You will live because I live. We live not because of ourselves. We live because Jesus Christ hath died and hath risen again. If Jesus Christ didn't die and rise again, then none of our hope, none of our faith makes sense. Then He would just be a liar. But because He had died and had risen again, that's why we live. No longer for ourselves, but for God who is living in us and through us. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who is living in us and through us, to sanctify us, to lead us toward the truth, and to help us see God. And I remember before my ordination, another one of my spiritual director asked me, "Coy, will you continue to believe in God, comma, even if ... Will you believe in God even if? Whatever that condition, whatever that hardship, whatever that trial, whatever that suffering, whatever is in that ... whatever is challenging to our faith and have become an obstacle in our lives, will we continue to believe in God yet or not? Or we only believe in Him when things are good only? We have to believe in Him and love Him beyond our even if. And that's what I have learned from the people in Guatemala during the mission trip. People are living in poor condition. I mean poor condition. They don't have running water. And I was doing the baby wipe bat the whole week, and fleas have been biting me like crazy. So technically, I'm like Joy. I have fleas, I guess. But they don't have any running water, and the government is unjust. They have no hope in the government, no hope in nothing at all. And I was visiting the sick during my time when I was down in Guatemala. And this, I could tell you stories after story after stories. But there's one woman that really touches me and fit this gospel reading today. And I'm going to share with you her story. I was visiting her, and she was sitting in a chair. When I came in, she broke down and she cried. She said, "Father, thank you for visiting me." And I said, "It's my honor to come and visit you." And then I asked her, "What is her condition?" She said, "About 3 years ago, she fell and broke her hip. But because of the lack of medical technology and money, she couldn't do anything with her hip. She lived in that constant pain each day for the last 3 years." And when I came, I asked her just to stay there and I will give her the anointing of the sick. But no, she said, Father, let me go and show you my house. And so she showed me her house, standing on a walker, and she was hurting every step that she walked. But yet, she still wanted to show me her house. And then I gave her the anointing of the sick. And afterward, I asked her in Spanish, would you please pray for me and offer up your suffering, your pains, praying for the church and for your family as well? We need your prayer. And she said, our conversation was in Spanish. She said, Father, God is the only one I have. God is the only one I have. I cried so many nights, Father, because I'm in pain. And God is the only one I have. If it was not for God, I wouldn't be here. And hearing that, I cried. I cried because I see how simple but how deep her faith is. She believed in God. She turned to God even though she has nothing left. If that same situation is upon us, I wonder if we still believe or not. And she said, Father, I wish I could go to church every single day, but I can't. And she said, I was only able to go to church twice last year. One was for Ash Wednesday, second was for Holy Saturday or Easter Vigil. And she has to ask her neighbor to put her in a wheelbarrow and wheelbarrow her down the mountain to go to church twice a year. Wow. That faith touched me. And my God, the catechists, they're like gazelles. They were sprinting up the mountain, and I'm like a fat boy. My God, like, help me. But, you know, but these people live up in the mountain. And this one particular woman, she wished to go to church every day, but she can't. And the only time that she was able to go to church was twice a year when someone was able to wheelbarrow her down to church. But yet in everything, she put her trust in God. She loves God because perhaps she had lost everything. She only had God. And every person that I have talked to in Guatemala, the two words that I have learned from them, and I'm going to share it with you today. Primero Dios. God first. Every time I talk with them, and then I bless them, and then I ask them to pray for me, they always close the conversation with Primero Dios, God first. I ask them, no matter what their trials, what their sufferings, what their situation is, they always end with Primero Dios, God first. Their simple faith, but their constant faith shows me and perhaps challenge each and every one of us here in America where we have all the means to go to church. We have all the means in this world and more comfort than we can ever imagine. Do we still put God first or are we putting Him last? Primero Dios. God first reminds us that what Jesus said today, He said very clearly, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Perhaps Primero Dios or God first reminds us that we need to keep His commandments and put Him first. And that's hard. Oftentimes we make excuses for ourselves. Oh, I can't go to church because of this and that. I can't go to church because there's a football game, there's basketball game, there's this and that. I can't go to church because I'm too busy, I'm too ill, this and that. If we're in the same situation as that woman, will we continue to believe in God and make time for God yet or not? Will God be the first choice in our life? Or will He be the last choice in our life? Primero Dios. Remember us that we need to put God first. And that's hard. Because in America, we have everything. That perhaps God become the little thing. But we need to look into our lives and we have to ask ourselves, what place did God take place in my heart? What number is He? Jesus loves us. He does. He loves us. And He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to fill deep within our heart that same love that He has for us. And He hopes that same love is being ignited in us and given to us. And that love cannot be contained. That love is contagious. That love needs to be shared. That love needs to be lived. So my brothers and sisters, if you love God, don't just give God lip service. Give God your heart. Be missionaries. Be sent out like the apostles in the first reading today, going toward those who are searching and yearning for God, and give them the same gift of the Spirit that Jesus had given you. And just like what St. Peter said in the second reading today, and sometimes we are called to testify and give witness to our faith. And that's all right. We are called to live that faith personally, intimately, beyond the walls of the church. If we really love God, then we cannot just give Him lip service. We have to live that love that burns us, that moves us, that transforms us, and that challenges us to share that same love with everyone else. My brothers and sisters, my prayer for you, and perhaps my challenge for you too, is the same challenge that I have learned down in Guatemala. Primero Dios, God first. May we always put Him first. May we love Him, and may we share that love so that everyone who are lost, who yearn for Him, might find Him in our own feeble, our own weak, but our own genuine faith.